Hello everybody and welcome to my second ever walkthrough. But this time around, I'm not going to do this alone. With me, I have Lauren, all the way from England, on Skype. And she's going to help me with a walkthrough, or in my case, it might just be a fall through a Perilous Hearts, the side-scroller, the concept demo made by Blast Base Studios. And Philip Benefall, to be precise. So, hi there, Lauren, and welcome.
Yep, hi.
Okay, will you explain to us all about what is Perilous Hearts exactly?
Yep. Okay, right. Well, Perilous Hearts is a 2D platformer, in other words, side scroller, and it involves a young man called Jim, and he has a girlfriend called Melanie. But Melanie was doing some voluntary work in a village in Africa, and she got kidnapped by some animals. I don't know if this could be actually possible in real life, but and Jim wants to find her, so he sets off on a journey, and that's where we come in.
Yep. And we have to try our best to rescue her.
Yep.
But this, as I said before, is a concept demo. In other words, we're only going to do two levels, or in fact, I'm going to try to do two levels without dying too much. I think I'm going to die, but let's just try not to for three times. Yeah, so here we go. With Perilous
Accessory
Hearts.
Sub P playing in the D Perilous Heart Manual M Perilous Hearts Concept Demo P.
And of course, Speech Lauren mode is also here to give some tips, and of course to you who's listening, to help if you're still struggling with the game, to help you a little bit. If not, I hope this is at least a little bit of fun to listen to me dying. Here goes.
Blast Bay Studios presents Perilous Hearts.
Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, and then press enter. Start adventure. Load saved adventure.
Now start adventure, load save adventure. If you saved, there are certain slots you can load.
Delete saved adventure.
Delete.
Speaker test.
Speaker test. I'm going to press enter on this, and if you hear everything coming from the right direction, then you know your headphones are correct.
This should come from the left, this should come from the middle, and this should come from the right.
Use your up and down arrow.
This, of course, is essential in audio games if you are not sure whether your sounds are set correctly, or it could be fatal, especially in a game like this where you can die easily.
Exit speaker test. Start adventure.
Okay, here we go.
Please select a slot. 1, 3.
I'm going to select slot 3.
Since this is merely a concept demo, we will not include the full-length introductory story. It is enough to say that Jim's girlfriend, Melanie, has been kidnapped.
Yeah, and since we explained that already, I don't think that's necessary.
Use your up and down arrow keys to cycle between options. Press the left and right arrows multiple times to select items, and adjust quantities where applicable. Press the space bar to get more information about an item, and choose done when you are ready to proceed.
Okay, we are, as you could have picked up, we are in the shop, and there's items to buy. Now, what do you suggest buying here?
Well, I suggest buying nearly everything, apart from maybe the adrenaline pills, which can be fatal. They can probably just kill you. But I suggest you buying a lot of the body armor and the med kits, because you will need lots of those. And this is applicable, you can buy the spear, because that will help you a great deal.
Okay, so let's get
rifle.
On the rifle right now. I'm not going to press space for the descriptions or anything like that. At this point, if you want to, you can do that.
10 cartridges.
Now I've pressed right arrow to select the amount of cartridges.
11, 12.
I think I'm gonna just go for 12.
Revolver, 50, 16.
No, maybe
15. Rifle, 12.
I use rifle a little more.
6, 8, 9, 80, 16. Cartridges. Revolver.
And
cartridges.
Of course you have an amount of money. I think it's $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Spear. Revolver. 16.
Oh, yeah,
15.
I
cartridge. Spear. One.
And you can't get two.
Pepper spray. 15. 20. Bursts. 22. But 20. Medkit. 11.
As much medkits as you can. Can I go for a little bit?
35. 30
will be enough, I think.
Body armor. 1, 2, 3.
As much body armor as you can. That's 4.
Adrenaline pills.
And of course no adrenaline pills.
Check remaining money. $0.
Good, I've spent all of them.
Done.
Done. And here we go.
An uneasy confidence has settled over Jim. Now he's prepared, at least. But somehow, that's worse. It makes everything more real. He thinks of Melanie. Where could she be? And who would kidnap a volunteer student? Only the first question interests him. There's no time to lose. He shrugs on the backpack, grunting under its weight, and stands by the road, waiting to flag down a taxi to take him to the airport. Jim walks down what he supposes would pass for the main road here. Nothing more than a dirt track with dry grasses along the side, tickling his legs. The heat was the first thing he noticed getting off the plane, and he's still noticing it. It's the driest heat that Jim has ever felt. It feels like every drop of moisture in his body is being sapped by the air, which is so thick it almost has a weight. Still, looking around at the lush vegetation, the swaying ebony trees and the tangled mangroves, and listening to the birds chattering high up in the canopy, Jim thinks it's almost worth it to be so stiflingly hot.
Well, no wonder Mel liked this place. I hope she's all right. Well, I guess I better sit down and have a drink, and then, well, I might try and hunt something.
Okay, before we actually start playing, I need to make sure. Is there a pause button here?
There is. Well, you can press escape key to pause it. And then it'll give you a few options, like a load save game and resume game.
Okay, good.
Pause.
Okay, with it paused, you can quickly tell us all about the keystrokes.
Yep. Since this is a 2D platformer, to walk to the right, you press the right arrow, and to press the left. If you are walking right and then just press left, you will first turn around, and then you will walk left. To jump, you press the up arrow, and then to jump, like, right or left, you press the corresponding arrow keys. This game is very, like, detailed, and it has a look option, so to look to the right, left, upwards or downwards, you press shift plus right, left, up, down arrow keys. To use your weapon, you press, like, space bar. Or if you're stood, like, say, in a tree, you can shoot or spear downwards or up if you're doing something in a tree. To save the game, you press F. To get to your weapons, you press keys 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. And then to go through your inventory, you press tab to get to, like, medkits, adrenaline pills, so on, and then shift tab to move backwards. To say if there was a boar walking to your right and you wanted it to not attack you, you just press down arrow, which will make you go into a crouch, and then it might not notice you.
hopefully. Some of those boars can be quite
tricky.
Hungry. Okay, let's quickly go through this menu.
Resume adventure. Save adventure. Load saved. Return to main menu. Okay, exit. Resume adventure.
Very obvious. And let's resume and try to kill a boar and get some food, because that's the main objective of this mission one. And for this we'll need the rifle, I think.
Rifle.
And of course R reloads and H looks at the health. Can't remember if you said that. And now I'm climbing up a branch. A vine, actually. Big difference.
Yeah, 2 feet.
And that wasn't very clever. But that's part of the game, to make mistakes.
I don't know whether you actually did this, but make sure you put some body armor on.
Oh,
because
yes.
That will help.
Oh yes, that's very Medical. Important.
Match body armor.
And also, I don't know whether you explained this, but when you're climbing up a vine, you just press control plus Medicate. Up or down arrow.
30. Matches.
Yep.
Body arm. Matches. Rifle. Tree. 7 feet. Branch. 8 feet. Yeah. 12 feet. Vine. 19 feet. Tree. 4 feet. Branch. 5 feet.
Now I want to probably... I've just pressed page down to shoot from up in the tree, so I don't like boars. And now we can get them. Okay, maybe not.
Rifle.
Now we can.
Dead boar. 1 foot. Dead monkey. Dead boar taker.
They are probably the dangerous, most dangerous animals on this level.
Now 6 feet. Dead boar. 7 feet. Quicksand. 13 feet. Spear.
I'm just killing them on sight here. Just to play safe.
Dead boar. 1 foot. Quicksand. 7 feet.
And we got a branch. A vine, actually.
Tree. 9 feet. Branch. 10 feet.
Since we're on a branch, this would probably be a good time to save the game, just in case.
Yep. Thanks for Pause. Suggesting
Resume.
That.
Resume. Save adventure.
Don't want to die and have to start all over again. Not through all of that.
Adventure saved. Please select an option.
See why it's a good idea to have a second person here.
Exit.
For this concept demo.
Resume adventure.
Of course, this is not how I'm gonna play the game one day. But it's fun.
Tree. 7 feet. Branch. 8 feet. Yeah. 11 feet.
Making sure that I don't fall out of the tree and into the quicksand.
Tree. 2 feet. Branch. And
oh yes, at this random point I might want to cut up the meat with my knife. So I'm gonna select
Knife.
One.
Matches. And 40 out of metal. 30. Spear.
What happened there?
Dead chimpanzee. 1 foot. Bush. 1 foot. Paused.
I just paused. What happened there is while I was busy looking for dead meat, a monkey or chimpanzee or whatever came along and
he decided to attack
you. Kicked me out of the tree. That has never happened before. It just shows you how much fun this game is. Even level 1 has lots of replayability.
Okay. Resume adventure.
Let's resume.
Exit. Resume ad-
Okay, now I can actually do what I wanted to.
Knife. Dead boar.
Always handy to have a knife with me. I'll slice off a few pieces. There. Oh, I'm so glad I'm not a butcher.
Raw meat cuts. Body armor, medkit, matches.
And now I'm going to make a fire.
Well, I can't just light the grass on fire, no.
Monkey, 4 feet.
Should take note of where you are. Make sure you're in the bushes.
Grass, 5 feet.
Which I'm now, so now I can press enter.
Alright, let's strike a match. And put it to the bushes.
There you go.
I got a pretty nice little fire going.
Sometimes the animals jump over the fire, other times they don't. And then they get burned. He attacked first. That was a monkey burning.
Raw meat cuts.
Okay, now I'm gonna.
The smell is gorgeous. Let's. I have. I better save the rest.
Yep.
I would check your health now if I were you.
That is fair.
Body armor, medkit, 30.
Excellent, so.
Fair.
Still fair, we have to give it time to get back to excellent.
I would also save the adventure if I were you, because that would be a good place to save it.
Paused. Resume save adventure. Adventure saved. Please select exit. Resume adventure.
That's a cool part about this game. And what you are hearing there, those birds fly up and basically take the food. It's called ravens or scarecrows.
Mm-hmm. Yep, scarecrows.
Yep. Okay, there I just have to apologize. English is not my first language, so I might make a few obvious mistakes for some of you. But I was thinking of ravens because of some books I've read. Okay, here we go. Away from the fire.
Rifle.
Whoops. And now we're just running along. Oh no. They're actually all fighting each other, boars, monkeys. Which I don't think is
that's bad. Another thing. Sorry. I was going to say that's another And because it's more real, and it shows that it's more realistic than any other 2D platformer or any other really game, really, because it has the effect of animals also not just attacking the actual gamer, but attacking themselves and attacking other animals.
Yep, that's always great, although I don't think in real life they are that murderous.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously this is a game, it can't be perfect.
Resume. Mm-hmm.
But it's still great.
Resume.
Okay. Stay where I don't have enough ammo to kill you. Okay, okay.
You are standing by the waterfall, not sure how to get past it. You see a man far in the distance, and call out to him. After speaking for a short while, the man offers to guide you around the waterfall by a hidden path, and take you to his village in exchange for your boar steak. You agree, and the two of you walk away together. There is a village. You are just about to enter, when you hear a terrible scream from inside. You see that three enormous leopards have broken through the village palisade, and are attacking the livestock. Time to act.
Pause.
Please select an option.
Firstly, we're gonna save the game, and then I'm gonna say, unless you wanna say something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have played this level quite a few times and rarely succeeded. This is one of probably, well, I don't know because I've never actually played the game because it isn't even released, but I expect this is probably one of the hardest levels you will encounter in the full game because it just, I don't know, it's just because leopards are just, they're very hard to kill.
Not as easy as Q9. Definitely
no.
Not. Another thing I want to say about level 1, when you get to the waterfall, don't jump to get there. I've tried it and you fall in the waterfall and you die horribly. Okay, let's save the game.
Resume. Save adventure. Adventure saved. Please select an option.
In this game is the very good sound effects when it slips and falls.
Okay, I'm afraid you cut out there a little bit.
I'm sick of this microphone. I was saying another thing I would like to remark on in this game is the very good sound effects Philip Ben falls.
Made for the game. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not sure what happened there, why you cut out, but...
Okay, right, sorry, can you hear me properly now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Right, hang on, I was going to say, the sound effects Philip Benefall used are very, very remarkable, they're very good.
Yeah, even better than Q9. I played Q9 and I thought it was quite good, but this game is just excellent in terms of sound effects. Okay, let's try. I'm probably going to die, but let's try to kill these leopards.
Resume adventure.
Now, if you have any tips here, what would they be?
Well, because the leopards are trying to kill the goats, just try not to kill them, because the goats, the more times the goats are killed, then the easier the leopards can, you know, just kill all the... I would recommend using the spear in this level.
Okay. And pepper spray?
Yep, pepper spray as well, yep.
Okay. I just know with
resume advent
demonstration, Philip Benefall also used his guns, some of the rifle also.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how well this works out.
Save. Resume adventure.
There we go.
Spear. Pepper spray. Pepper spray. Great.
Yeah, I killed one.
Pepper spray. Rifle spear.
Now where are they?
Pepper spray. Oh no. The smell of the blood from all the dead animals has attracted a huge herd of leopards that attacks the village. All hope is lost. The leopards happily rip you to pieces, and you are not too pleased about this fact. Use your...
And that is simply because the more goats the leopards kill, and the more goats you accidentally kill, then it just goes faster and then the level just ends.
Yeah, I know it might not have been easy to determine there. I think I killed at least one leopard, maybe two, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But in the end of the day, I might have accidentally killed too many goats.
Mm.
That happens, you know. It's part of the game. It's not an easy level.
Sorry.
Okay, you can go on.
Going to say a good thing that you can do in this level is jump, because that gets you... That gets you near the leopards faster.
Yeah, another good idea. I should have
started.
Now, fortunately, we don't have to start over.
Load saved. Please select 1, 2, 3. Loading. Please wait.
Go back.
Pepper spray.
And there I died again.
Use your up and down arrow.
By far means not easy at all. Now, I'm going to do this one more time. If I still die, that's okay. Then you can obviously go and tweet on your own and see what happens after that. And hopefully you'll survive. As I said, it's not an easy one play and then it's over game. And that's what's making it so much fun. Now the funny thing here I'm thinking about, I remember Philip Benfold doing a recording. He actually beat this game, this level, with one hand playing.
Yeah. Start event loads. Please select.
I won't say anything now.
Three.
That's time lucky.
Please wait.
Who knows? Let's try.
Pepper spray.
Spit.
spit. Oh no. The smell of the blood from all the dead animals has attracted a huge...
Oh wow.
You see your up and down arrow.
That level is very hard.
It is. Although, I've seen a few people beat it. But, I'm sure you'll hopefully have a challenge trying to beat that, if you haven't already. And so that is it for me. I think I've died enough for one night. It was lots of fun. And I'd like to thank you, Lauren, for being part of it. If it wasn't for you, I would have died at least 3 times the amount that I died today. It's always good to have someone, especially, again, I know when it actually comes out, what it will be like on the forum. Everybody will give each other tips. And this is just a little bit of a live demonstration of this, how helping each other sort of helps with the game. It does not necessarily mean the other person has to play it all the time.
Speech mode talk.
And you have to do nothing, but it's always good to have a few tips handy. So thank you very much for that. And hopefully I'll be able to make another one. But until then, goodbye.